Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
It's time for some mystery. Let's get spooky. This is Avery After Dark, and I'm your host, Avery Ross. I am so excited for this episode. We have 6 true ghost stories. Real people sharing their real paranormal encounters. Before we jump into it, let's make sure you're following along wherever you tune into Avery After Dark and leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts if you enjoy the show. Share Avery After Dark with your friends, family, coworkers, on social media. And if you want all these episodes ad-free, join the Patreon. And I just want to say how much I appreciate you for tuning in today. I hope this show is a nice little break in your day. We all need a little escape, don't we? All right, let's get into the ghost stories. Our first story, this is the doppelganger. I will try and give as much detail as possible and keep this from going on for too long. This happened back in the summer of 2015 when I was serving in the United States Army Reserves. I was stationed in southern Alabama in a transportation company. Sometimes my girlfriend would come with me on drill weekends and we would crash at a friend of hers' apartment, which is where this incident took place. This particular weekend, we were in a large convoy in the middle of nowhere, on some back road out in the sticks well over 100 miles from the city. That was when I got the most confusing, bizarre, and downright creepy phone call of my young life. My girlfriend was in utter hysterics. She was crying and screaming, wondering why I would frighten her so badly. What the heck was my problem? And asking me how I even pulled it off. After I was able to finally calm her down, this is the story she relayed to me. Sometime that afternoon, her friend was at work and she was at the apartment by herself. Suddenly, there was a loud bang at the door. Not a knock. Several loud, violent bangs. After looking through the peephole, she saw me. But there was something off. She says I was wearing my army uniform. It looked like me. But that I had this very angry, aggravated look on my face. She opened the door wondering why I was home so early. And apparently without saying a word, I angrily blew past her, shoulder-checking her into the wall, and quickly walked down the hall, taking a left into the bedroom, slamming the door behind me so hard, the whole place shook. She was very alarmed and confused about why I was home so early and in such an agitated state. I mean, that is so out of character for me. I am not a violent guy at all. On top of that, if something did happen to set me off, she would have been the first to hear about it. So she's walking behind me, trying to get some information out of me, and she opens the bedroom door behind me and sees the closet door slam shut. She proceeds to run over to see what I was doing in her friend's closet and claims that when she opened the door, it was completely empty. That's when she had a panic attack and called me. Imagine my shock and confusion hearing that story, knowing that I was well over 100 miles away at the time. She finally believed me after I sent her a photo with my current GPS location, which only served to freak her out more. I thought that there must be some kind of rational explanation for what she saw. But at the time, I knew she was sober and had no mental illness of any kind. Over the years since that happened, I came to learn about doppelgangers. I don't know what they mean, what they represent, or why they come around. All I know is they are creepy, and a girl I dated for several years came face to face with mine. Take this story what you will, and I honestly don't care if anyone believes it or not. I just have to get it off my chest. According to her, it looked exactly like me. Same eye and hair color, same height and everything. The only difference between my doppelganger and I was temperament. I'm a very easygoing dude, and she and I didn't fight or argue much. I mean, she'd seen me angry before, obviously. And even when I was angry with her, we had good communication. I'd never been that kind of guy who gets mad and doesn't speak to someone, especially a significant other. Because frankly, that's immature. According to her, this thing wanted in, and from the way was pounding on the door harder and harder, it eventually would have come in one way or another. Then, for whatever reason, it practically ran her over trying to get down the hall. So this dude was in a hurry, and he was angry. I'm not a small guy, and she claims this put a nasty bruise on her shoulder as she hit the wall. This is also very out of character for me, as I have never laid a hand on any woman in my life. Now, this real paranormal encounter is especially chilling because of the nature of the doppelganger. We've covered other situations where doppelgangers have appeared out of nowhere impersonating a loved one. But in this circumstance, the doppelganger was angry, violent. There's so much mystery with doppelgangers, what their motives are, what they want. Now, while we're on the topic of doppelgangers, a woman named Fiona Harris took to the internet and shared her experience with her doppelganger. This is what she said. I have a doppelganger. She was seen many times by several people when I was a teenager. Mostly, she was seen swearing at strangers, and when approached by people who knew me, she would swear at them. She was seen by my uncle, whom I was very close to, my mom's coworker, my mom's best friend, and a friend of mine from high school. I think that others may have seen her as well, due to some people randomly being angry with me and refusing to tell me why. I was a shy teenager and not the type to say anything mean to strangers, so it really freaked me out. I thought the doppelganger was just a teenager thing, but she showed up twice when I was in my early 40s. She was seen by a boyfriend of mine, not doing anything mean, thank goodness, just driving in my exact car. The last time she was parked in front of his house, talking on her phone, and it was the exact same purple flip phone that I had, very distinctive. The second he texted her, asking if she was coming in, she closed her phone and drove off. The second she drove off, I was at his back door ringing his doorbell to come in. There was no time to park my car in his underground parkade and make it up the stairs and out to his back door. I know that for me, my teen years were really hard and I was putting a brave face on. I always felt that somehow my soul split apart and the angry version of me was out wreaking havoc. When the doppelganger showed up again, I was also in a stressful state. Though she didn't seem angry, she just drove around the neighborhood. How freaky is that?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Now, our next story. This encounter comes from Luna Hendricks. And this is one of the most mind-blowing paranormal encounters I have ever heard. This is the old man. In 2017, I almost died of tuberculosis. I was wrongly diagnosed with pneumonia for weeks, which resulted in lack of treatment for the real problem. I remember feeling my strength going away and my body giving up. I truly felt I was dying, and for my surprise, I was at peace with it. I was laying in my bed, thinking about my life and if I had any regrets, because I simply knew I wouldn't see the end of the week. When my mom got home from work and saw how weak I was, she rushed me to the third hospital to see the fifth doctor in less than 3 weeks, hoping this time they would find out what was really wrong with me. I can't even imagine how it was for her to see her daughter dying in front of her. It must have been devastating. Turned out this new doctor finally looked at the right place and made the right diagnosis and put me on isolation and heavy medication immediately. He later told me this saved my life, and if my mom had waited until the next day to bring me to that hospital, I wouldn't have made it. And the night he committed me, he wasn't even sure I would make it through the night. That's where my old man makes his appearance. I'd just been installed in my room, and I was in that confused state where you keep losing and regaining consciousness when you're really sick and feverish. But I remember being almost completely awake in the middle of the night, when my mom was at home taking a shower and picking some things up that I would need while in the hospital. So I know for a fact I was alone at the time, since my mom was the only one allowed to be in the same room as me because, you know, tuberculosis. I remember looking through the window at my right side and being thankful for the breeze that was coming in through a breach, when I felt a warm hand squeezing my left one. When I looked to my left side, I couldn't really see who was there since the room was in complete darkness, except for the weak moonlight coming in through the window. But I could see the silhouette of a man sitting in the chair by my side. I know it was an old man because I could feel the texture of his skin. And in my feverish, delusional state, I thought that was my grandfather, even though it couldn't be because my grandfather lives in another city and is really skinny. And this hand was old, but big and strong. So he just sat there, holding my hand and comforting me, assuring me I would be all right, and he would take care of me and not let me die. I felt this warm feeling in my chest. I felt so much love for that man, and his own love embracing me. It was one of the most heartwarming moments of my life. I can barely put this into words. He kept holding my hand and talking to me until I fell asleep. And when I woke up again, my mom was just arriving to be there with me. I never knew who that man was, but I love him like I would a father or a grandfather. He felt so familiar and made me feel so loved. It brings me tears just writing this. I know for a fact that no one got into my room because I was in isolation due to the contagious bacteria I was fighting. And my room door was right in front of the nurse's desk, so there's no way anyone could pass through them. It is such a beautiful experience to live. I feel so grateful he was there for me, holding my hand while I was so alone and afraid. Even though I don't have any idea who he was, we see a lot of stories about bad and terrifying encounters here, so I thought it was worth sharing one that wasn't all bad. The paranormal doesn't always have to be negative. That is one of the coolest, most special stories I have ever heard. To be in a place that you don't know if you're going to live or die, how incredible to have this warm presence of this older man that makes you feel like everything's going to be okay. So many stories, just like this one, where people are close to death and will report seeing, feeling, and hearing unexplainable things. There is something truly amazing going on there. And I also love this story because it is. Every paranormal encounter doesn't have to be scary. Sometimes they are life-changing experiences. Now, our next story. A woman, username Luna Blaze, shares a mysterious encounter she had one evening. This is the drive home. Something very strange happened to me on my drive home. I still can't wrap my head around it. I think I somehow ended up, like, in another world on my drive home. I don't know. Let me explain. I was driving alone on my way home. It was about 10 p.m., and I had just dropped my kids off with their dad for the weekend. He lives about 30 miles away from me. I had my radio on, just singing away. I love nighttime drives. They bring me peace. The road I was on is a road I take every single day of my life, literally. I'm very familiar with this road. I know it like the back of my hand. The road is a back road that leads from the town my kid's father lives in straight to my town. I always choose taking this back road over the interstate because they've been doing road construction, and the interstate is restricted down to one lane, with the other lane being oncoming traffic. Anyways, I was driving along, radio blasting, singing to the very top of my lungs, and only 10 miles from my house, when the radio completely went static. When I say static, I mean it actually did the weird static sound and then completely went silent. I looked around, and all of a sudden, I couldn't recognize where I was. I hadn't made any wrong turns. Keep in mind, this is a road I travel on at least twice daily, to get to work, to drop my kids off, etc. I knew for a fact I was where I should be. The landmarks were all the same. Same hills, similar tree lines, but the buildings that were there before were all gone. And the road looked, well, old. I slowed down just to take it all in, I guess. There was a wooden structure on the side of the road. It looked maybe like an old cottage house, and I had never seen it before. Strangest thing about the house was that there was an old buggy outside. When I say buggy, I mean horse and buggy type thing. A little further ahead, I noticed a light. When I got closer, I realized it was a small little fire in front of another structure. This structure was very similar to the other. It looked super old. I believe it was a house. Next to the fire was a man. He was dressed in old-time clothes. I literally stopped to look at him. I was so shocked. He had on suspenders, a white shirt, very long beard, and he actually noticed me and ran inside. I started to pull away when he came back outside, this time with a woman. The woman was dressed in one of those dresses that bell out at the bottom. It was like they were from a totally different century. He pointed to my vehicle, and his wife, or whoever she was, covered her mouth with both hands, like she was in shock. It's almost like they had never seen a car before. At least, not one like mine. I only drive a 2017 Yukon. Nothing special, just my mom vehicle. Anyways, the man and woman just stood there, with huge looks of disbelief on their faces. They kind of seemed scared, honestly. I pulled away, kept going, and noticed that nothing was the same as how I remembered it. Literally nothing. There were no street signs anymore. Side roads that were once there were completely gone, only to be replaced with fields. And I knew for a fact I wasn't going the wrong way. It's literally just a straight shot from my kid's father's house to mine once you get on that road. You don't even have to make any turns. Literally impossible to get lost. There were wells on the sides of the roads that I had never seen before. Old structures that looked to be like 18th or 19th century houses. Sorry, I'm not too familiar with centuries or anything, but these houses looked like they were straight off the little house on the prairie. Everything did. There were horses tied up, fires going, people dressed in old-time clothing, and nobody had a vehicle. Everyone that saw me pass by looked absolutely petrified. Even the air felt different. Everything was different. I kept driving for about 3 or 4 more minutes, past a few more structures, some that looked like little stores. And then all of a sudden, boom, my radio comes back on. The air feels normal again. And I look around and I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I'm driving on the road I knew I had been on the entire time. Just a little further down and everything looked normal again. Keep in mind, I did not make a single turn. Not even one. The road didn't look old anymore. There were no more old houses or strangely dressed people. I was so confused that I actually pulled my truck over, did a quick U-turn, and went back. Only to find absolutely nothing out of the ordinary there. Nothing. I know what I saw. It was not a daydream. I didn't fall asleep. None of that. I literally made eye contact with the one guy in the suspenders before he ran to grab his wife to show her my vehicle, or whatever he was pointing out to her. I have lived here my entire life, 25 years. There are no Amish communities here. There are a few about 3 hours north of me, but none here. And I've taken this road 2 times a day for the last 10 years just about. I truly don't understand. Why wasn't it there when I immediately turned back around? I don't know what has happened to me. It's almost like I stumbled across an entirely different time or place. Maybe slipped through some sort of portal? I do not know. My background is very normal. I have no history of mental illness at all. I'm a very happy person. I wasn't under the influence of anything at all. I can't explain it away because I vividly remember exactly what I saw. Right down to the look on those people's faces and how old everything seemed. That is eerie. This is just one of many stories people on late night drives or trips who stumble upon towns or gas stations that they later find don't exist. Or maybe they do, just not in this year. But this one is in a league of its own because it seems she went back in time. You gotta wonder, what is going on there?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Now, our next story. This is the family of five. I was once working as a receptionist at a 5-star resort that's about 45 minutes away from the city center. Everyone who has worked in tourism and or hospitality knows that there are certain periods of the year where it's busier than usual. Peak season. This incident happened during peak season. The resort was overbooked and guests were checking into their rooms one after another at the reception counter. I was almost done checking in this nice lovely couple when I saw this family of five standing behind them and tried to finish up the whole check-in process so I could assist the family that was next in line. You must be thinking that when I say a family of five, it's the parents and three kids, right? But it's actually two kids and one elderly woman, who at that time I assumed was either the husband's or wife's mother. Now, the resort policy was to get the details of every guest that was staying at the resort, and it is for a good reason: safety. It's the same reason all airlines do this when they obtain their passengers' info. So I told the husband that we needed everyone's details, and he just said, "Sure, no problem." And of course, I was expecting five names on the registration form. By the time I realized there were only four names, the family was already at the concierge area to pick up their luggage and then left to go to their rooms. I couldn't go after them as I was assisting another guest. Like I said, it was peak season. So all I could do was just watch them from afar, walking towards the elevators, then disappeared from sight. The whole time they were talking, the old woman just followed them from behind quietly. But I didn't give much thought to it and went right back to assisting the guest that was in front of me. After the buzz had died down at around 4 p.m., I decided to ring the family's room to inform them that there were missing details. The husband came down to reception alone, and I told him I needed his or his wife's mother's information. This man just stood there, stared at me for what felt like a minute, and said, "It's only my wife and I and our two kids." Me being confused, I said, "But sir, I saw there were five of you." At this point, I thought he was lying to avoid paying for a third-person charge for one of the rooms. They got two rooms, and one room has only enough amenities for two people. Same goes for the buffet breakfast that's included. He took another minute and asked me, "What did this elderly woman look like?" To which I explained that she had gray hair, it was short, like a bob haircut. I also told him that she was wearing this red shirt, explaining the style of it, with long black slack pants. Right as I told him that, he quickly took out his phone, frantically scrolled for a few seconds, and showed me a picture of the same woman in the same clothes, lying in a closed coffin that had a clear glass cover so you could still look inside. I just nodded slightly, and he said, "It's his mother. She died unexpectedly a few months ago." I was, to no surprise, too shocked to say anything at this point, but somehow managed to mutter the words, "I'm so sorry for your loss, and I'm so sorry about this." He just said it was okay, gave me a small smile, then left without saying anything. When they checked out 2 days later, we just pretended like the whole thing never happened. Luckily enough, the elderly woman was not there. Still get goosebumps just thinking about it to this day. Now, our next story. This is the truck. My grandfather died in 2019 after 4 years of wasting away with a terrible illness. On his deathbed, he was adamant we were to get his pickup truck after his passing. We've all been terribly protective over his truck. It was his baby. He bought it brand new in 2006 and only put 45,000 miles on it in the time he had it. He always made sure it was fully up to par and maintained, not a scratch on it. Shortly after we received it, my mother and I were waiting in a CVS drive-thru when an old beat-up Ford rolled into the back of us. Not terribly hard, but enough to dent the bumper pretty darn good. It was an older gentleman, and he was apologizing profusely. He explained he had just gotten out of the hospital and had been looking for some paperwork on his passenger seat and hadn't realized the truck was rolling. He was obviously exhausted and unwell. When we exchanged insurance, it became even more apparent this man had fallen on hard times. My mother and I didn't really want to go after this guy, but we also had guilt over my grandfather's truck now having a terrible dent in the bumper. And though it was cosmetic, the repairs would at least be $300, and we didn't have that kind of money. That night, for the first and last time, I dreamed of my grandfather. He was healthy with a beer in his hand, and we were sitting in the backyard of his house. We made small talk, and eventually he asked if we were enjoying the truck. I told him what happened, and he chuckled, took a sip of his beer, and said, "You know, it's just a truck." I woke up after that. That day, my mother told me she decided not to go after the guy. And when I asked why, she said that I may have thought it was silly, but that night, she had dreamed of my grandfather, sitting in his backyard, with a beer in his hand, smiling, and telling her not to worry about it. He said, "It's just a truck." It's said that after they pass, loved ones will communicate with us through dreams, and that is so incredible. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. Make sure you subscribe to the Avery After Dark YouTube channel. Follow along on TikTok and Instagram, Facebook. Next episode, I've got so much more mystery coming your way. Until then, I'm Avery Ross, and this is Avery After Dark.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.